Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know what's great about San Diego? It's not Detroit. Anyway, see, it's not Cleveland. It's not Detroit. I can go all day on that, you know? I mean, it's not that. It's not. Oh, that's just mean. It's not L.A. Praise the Lord. Anyway, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle.
Yes.
Thank you very much. All right, so we're here with Portia Vogt, who's the president of Golden Care. We've just been a couple of segments. I want people to get to know Portia because this is a passionate new business that we're promoting, we're encouraging. We encourage you to participate in. If this applies to you or you know anybody it applies to, the two big contact points, getgoldencare.com, getgoldencare.com, or call 760-828-5201. The thing that I love about Golden Care is that they're trying to take care of people in their homes. And if it gets to the point where they can't do that, they'll help make that transition. But between now and then, somebody has to serve. Somebody has to honor and help these people. And that's what they're doing at Golden Care. And that's what you guys are doing, right, Portia? That's your whole passion, is to help these help people who are elderly.
That is. And even if we can't help them, we try to, you know, we have tons of resources. So we help them no matter what their needs are.
Okay. And that's really important, because I think what people think in their minds is it's going to be a very tight this, it's going to be this. And you guys are, it's the opposite. You're flexible. You're working with people. You're trying to encourage them. You're trying to help them. If they need help getting a ride to the hospital, to the doctor, to the grocery store, that's what you're doing.
Yeah. Whatever they need, we can cater to.
Okay. Is there like in the different services, because you guys do a lot of stuff. I mean, I know that they're certified nurse assistants. Is that right? CNAs?
Is that correct?
Oh, I got that right.
That's wow. Cool.
Yeah, that's not bad. Are they good cooks?
Yes.
That's a great question. But they're going into the house, they're going to cook. It's like, yeah, I've cooked you a wonderful French meal. It is Taco Bell. Or, you know, it's like, I got to know. Are they good?
Yes, they definitely know how to cook. They know how to clean. They know how to drive a car, obviously. So
they know how to use a transporter on a starship. That's what Robo producer.
I don't know about that.
We're still working on that one. All right. So I saw your head turn over there. I saw it. So they're good at what they do. They're qualified. They know how to do it. And your employees are passionate too, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. They have the heart, and they, you know, they're caring individuals and they want to help other people.
Yeah, that's good. That's exactly what you want. You know, we want nothing but the best. We want you to have a great success. We want it to be great. We're telling the audience, hey, listen, get involved in this. Find out if this applies to anybody that you know and let them know. Let them at least call. I think that's the big part, is let them make a contact with you, call, talk to you, and find out if there's a fit. Now, you really don't want to service people you're not supposed to, and you don't want to miss anybody you're supposed to be servicing. So we always say we want the best fit for both the service and the person who's being served, right?
I mean, yes, exactly. Yeah, if you have any questions, just give us a call, and it doesn't even have to be for in-home care. It can be anything senior related.
Yeah, excellent.
And we can help out.
Good job. Was that hard?
It was a little so hard.
It was so hard. So it's so hard to be on this show, isn't it? 760-828-5201 or getgoldencare.com. You've been listening to Portia Vogt, who's the president of Golden Care. You've also been listening to the David Spoon Experience. We're going to take a break, come back. By the way, I got some stories. All I can say is bacon. I got nothing else but that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and we'll be right back right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Start tomorrow and get free shipping at fleetfarm.com, the website with everything. Use promo code FLEETFARM for free standard shipping on all your holiday purchases. That's fleetfarm.com and promo code FLEETFARM for free standard shipping this season. Fleetfarm.com. We love it.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ-sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Brian, can I see that paper for a sec? Huh, that's odd. I thought that would be big news.
You thought what would be big news?
Well, there seems to be an absence of a certain ornithological piece. A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't!
Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird, a word, well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird, a word, well, a bird, bird, bird.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk.
Peter's going to tell you about...
I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Robo-producer alive. Brian, not so much. Boy, that was a good job. I think that Porsche did a good job. Interesting, really exciting company. She's really getting that going. Very fun to interview. She did a great job. And I think it's a great service for people. I think that KPRZ does a pretty good job in servicing and ministering to the people of greater age. I just think they're doing a great job. Here's some news that you might not know. Can I tell you this news? We're going to talk about the death of characters in a little bit, but here's some news you might not know. Giving has now been scientifically identified as good for you. Now, hold on here. I'm going to go out on a limb. When Jesus said it is better to give than receive 2,000 years ago, maybe he knew what he was talking about. It's just, what do you think? You think, is that crazy? Right? Apparently, like I mentioned before, there's an endorphin in your brain when you give that gets released. So you know how you have that thing where you're running and then you feel better? And because you're running, and they call that the runner's high or whatever they call that thing where their endorphins are released. When you give, there's a packet of endorphins in your brain that gets released when you see other people receiving from your giving hand. And now it's been scientifically mapped so that there's not a question. It actually takes place. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Jesus was right. Real shocker there. It's better to give than to receive. Huh. Who would have thunk it, right? What do you think of that? It's better to give than receive? How do you feel about that? Do you feel good about
it? You know, it's good. Like with Christmas now, David, like honestly, like people sometimes, my mom will ask, hey, what do you want for Christmas? And I don't need anything. The only thing I like to do for Christmas besides celebrating, you know, the birth of Jesus is to, you know, I give, you know, presents to my kids. I like being able to see the smile on their face on Christmas morning, or to be able to, you know, maybe give a present to somebody that doesn't have anything. And that means more to me than getting anything.
Okay. You know what I found out now that I'm older and curmudgeoning older? Is this. You know what I like about Christmas? That my kids, who all live out of state, have to call me. Is that terrible? I'm a bad dad. No, but I like that now that because I like to hear from them. You see what I'm saying? So now I like it that they've come up in the world and taken responsibility. You know, I used to like that. I used to like that, too, where you see their smile on their faces and they get their presents. Now it's a smile on my face when they call. Is that bad?
It's reciprocal. No, not really.
Okay. All right. Well, in that same spirit, and no way you can transition this story better than I just did that right there. Impossible is 11 signs that basically you're turning into your parents. Right here. Wait, let's make sure it's real. That's real. Okay.
Ow.
Did you like that transition? It's better to give than receive. That's an actual fact. And then I go from that into the fact that I like having my kids call me, and now that from here's the 11 top signs that you're turning into your parents. Now, for those that are parents, you still have grandparents, and for those like me whose parents have moved on, it doesn't make it any less funny. Sorry, because I know what I'm turning into. I'm just waiting for the grandkids to emerge and get older, and I start using some of the lines that my parents used. Oh, my goodness. I've got about 9,000 Yiddish lines I'm just waiting for. I just got them in a reservoir bank. I'm just waiting to use them, you know? You call that a hat? Just wait. What are you, a doctor? A lawyer? A disappointment?
Aha!
Aha! Okay. The top 11 signs. Are we having fun? Are we allowed to have fun? Okay. Did you get in trouble?
No.
Oh. Okay. I'm working on it. Top 11 signs that you're turning into your parents. By the way, if you hear any of these and any of these resonate, you're older than 20. That's all I'm going to say. Here's the first thing that proves you're tuning into your parents. You've asked the question. This is so funny. I don't even know if I can get through it. You've asked the question, what songs do they do when a popular music act has been mentioned?
Yes!
What songs do they do? You're your parents. Number two, you've been known to buy shoes for comfort over style. Number three, not a good one. You've judged people based on what they're wearing. It happens. Number four, you moan when the music is too loud in public now. You go, that's too loud. That's too loud. Let's see. This one I don't know if I agree with. Tell me if you agree with this one. You think young men wear their trousers too low. Well, I do. They wear them.
Yes!
They wear them on their ankles. That doesn't count. Okay, we're going to skip number six because I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC. Let's just skip that one, okay? Let's see. Here's another one. Let's see. Sometimes you remind your friends that it's cold outside and advise them to dress accordingly.
Yes!
Hey, don't forget it's going to rain tomorrow. Take a coat. Uh-oh, we're in trouble. You now have a drawer full or a medicine cabinet full of legal pills and medicines.
It's starting to get there.
Oh, man, that's just not good right there. You're not afraid to complain in a restaurant.
Yes!
What? You call that a salad? What? Oh, man, am I in trouble. So right now I'm at like 8 out of 9.
Yeah, I'm at about 7 of 9.
Yeah, and I didn't do one. So that's not good. Oh, this is so bad. You really appreciate the intricate genius of a pun. Oh, man, is that great? That is hilarious.
So
if you're one of those people that really appreciate the intricate genius of a pun, guess what, Gramps? You're old. And then, let's see. I'm going to skip that one, too. Okay, so I did 9 of the 11. I couldn't do 2 of them. One of them was just completely inappropriate. So that just proves that we're getting older. So for those that think, you know, 40 is the new 20, and 50 is the new 30, and 80 is the new 50. And first of all, no person in the world has that bad of math skills, okay? 40 is not the new 20. You know what 40 is? 40. Watch this. It's not 39, and it's not 41. 40 is 40. Hey, my son's going to turn 30 in a week. You know what he is? You know what 30's not? The new 15. Although there are times that mentally I'm wondering. But 30 is 30.
All right. We call it a draw.
Okay. Are we supposed to have this? We're allowed to have this much fun, aren't we? Okay.
It's legal, but it's pushing it.
Listen, the funniest one out of that is that you appreciate the intricacy of a pun. Come on, that's so funny. All right, are we at break now? I think I just went through.
Actually, you still have 2 minutes.
Oh, I do, because I got so
you got time.
Oh, man, I can talk about this all day long. So here's another fun thing that happened. I don't know if you heard about this or not. This is not my fault. I didn't create this. I didn't build this, ladies and gentlemen. But apparently there's another down hurricane season. And the climate change people are very upset. Watch this. Ready? They want more hurricanes so it can be more consistent with their theory. Okay. They want more hurricanes so it can be more consistent with their theory. Not enough hurricanes. The climate change people want more. You know, if they believed in God, at least they could pray about it. But it's like not happening. Signs are turning into your parents. You appreciate the intricacies of a pun. Oh, my goodness. You're not afraid to complain in restaurants. Oh, my goodness. It's just too funny, folks. It's just too much. All right, we are going to take our break. I've broken all the rules. At least I'm trying. I've got 30 stories and 500 DDDs and much more to tell you. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to have some fun on the insanity of spoonanity. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning, a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker dude dad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans, and patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet?
If you're a fan of Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney in the movie White Christmas, now you can see it live. San Diego Musical Theater's production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas at the Birch North Park Theater in San Diego, Thursday, December 12th through Sunday, December 22nd.
Sisters, sisters, they're
were never such
a... The stage adaptation tells the story of two showbiz buddies who stage a winter show in a picturesque Vermont inn and find their perfect mates in the bargain.
You'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Irving Berlin's White Christmas is a merry and bright Broadway experience full of dancing, laughter, and some of the greatest songs ever written. For generations, families have enjoyed the uplifting and beloved songs of White Christmas. Get tickets and information online at sandiegomusicaltheater.com or call 858-560-5740. That's 858-560-5740.
I was watching the news. Turns out home burglaries skyrocket after Black Friday. It got me thinking. I'm traveling a lot for work, so what if that happened to my house? Worse yet, what if my family were home? My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I looked into home security. I checked all my options, and the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but their video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Vivint's amazing once-a-year Black Friday deal is happening now through Monday. Get up to $1,300 in security cameras and equipment on us. Plus, get installation and your first month of protection totally free. Call 1-800-908-3682. That's 800-908-3682. 800-908-3682.
Restrictions apply. Up to 60-month agreement. Service not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for details and license information.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Come down, spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national. And heavenly talk. Oh, yeah. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Man, I got, the problem is I've got these papers out and I'm trying to decide, you know, all the different things that I want to do. And there's so many cool things. So we're going to do, what do we got, 5 or 6 minutes in this one? I think we got 5 or 6, right? Oh, good. Perfect. I can fill up every second of it. That's a problem. Popular Bible words. How about that? Popular Bible words. Popular Bible words. No question that in the, we're doing these out of the King James Bible because all the great numerical systems use the King James Bible. Can't say anything about that. All the ones that do all the counting and so on, they do a much better job than the other ones. The and, obviously, over the 30,000 mark. You know, that goes way beyond anything that can be said. Then you get, you got and, the, of, that, to, in, you know, all those typical ones. The two significant, one significant, the word he, 9,000 times. But here's the first major, the word Lord is used 7,365 times. 7,000. 365 times in the Bible. The word him, referring to God, capital him, 5,900 times. 5,900 times. And then, you know what's so amazing? It dramatically drops. It's kind of weird. You know, it's like Lord, him. They still have was, but, it, you know, all that stuff. But it, outside of Lord and him, then there's this big drop. And it drops way down to man at 2,700, Israel at 2,500, people at 2,200, king at 2,124 times. Wow, that's kind of cool, huh? Then it has says, sees, stuff like that. The word give, 992 times. Listen to this. The word heart, 925 times. And then the word heaven is just under 700 times, mostly in the New Testament. So if you take them all together, you get this. Ready? I took all six together, like these six big words, and I put them together. The Lord, it's him. He's the king. Give him your heart, and you'll go to heaven. If you say that sentence, you said more Bible words than you can imagine. The Lord, him, he's the king. Give him your heart, and you'll go to heaven. You like that? That's kind of pretty. That's kind of a nifty little thing. Popular Bible words. There we go. Secondarily, let's do DDD. I want to do this DDD for some time. I didn't get a chance to do it. This is a good one. Deuteronomy. For those that don't know how to spell it, well, read it first, and then you can learn how to spell it. 23 verse 5. Chapter 23 verse 5. This is one of those great passages that if you don't have this somewhere on your wall at your house, you should. You should, right? Ready for this? Ready for this read? This is not one you're expecting, okay? This is going to be out of the park. Ready? Like, whatever that sound is where they hit the ball. Choo! You know, home run. Here we go. Nevertheless, the Lord your God was not willing to listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God, get ready, turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you. Oh, is that a good one? That's a good one. Home run, baby. Listen to this. The Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you. Now, most people know the story of Balaam. Balaam was brought over to curse the children of Israel. God would not let him curse the children of Israel. And in fact, he was trying to get that. God turns the curse. Can I say this? I mean, I'm going to offend somebody somewhere. Well, sometime anyway. He turns the curse. Listen to this. Listen to this. He turns it. Turns the curse. The bad. The yuck. He turns it. You see, you don't understand. There are things against you and I. There are people against us. There's the spirit which operates in the world, in the worldly realm, the world spirit that's against us. There's a satanic spirit that's against us. You are still an enemy of Satan. You're a testimony to Jesus Christ, which makes you an enemy of the kingdom of darkness. And there are people and beings against you. And I know, oh, well, we don't want to talk about that, Dave, because we don't really want to talk about demonology. You're right. It's not in the New Testament. Just throw it out. In fact, just smorgasbord the whole book, right? Just do what you want with it. In spite of the fact that in all the proclamations of the gospel, people were having spirits cast out of them. Oh, that was back then before they had Prozac. Right. Prozac casts out spirits. That's good. Good. Keep that theology going. Let me know how that goes. Anyway, going back to the reality check, there's beings and entities against us, and it's bad, and it's yucky. And people don't like to use the Christian word yuck, but it is a Christian word, yuck. And it says that he turns the curse into, now watch this. Do you know what the word into means? It means from one thing to another. Isn't that cool? So he turns the curse, the yuck, the bad, into, he turns it from one thing into another, and he turns it into a blessing. Remember, to be blessed is to be happy. To get a blessing is to get a sense of happiness, a form of happiness, because it's divine, it comes and it blesses you. Listen to this. Why? Robo, why? Why would God take a curse that's against us and turn it into a blessing, something that's for us? Why would he take something out of one thing, put it into another? Why? What's the reason? And this is the, you know what it says? It says, because, da, da, da. We have like a da, 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 da. We don't need a da, 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 da. Because he loves us.
I was going to say, because it's in his nature.
Yeah, and that is true, because God is love. And that is God's DNA, is love. But here's the key. He does it because he loves us. Now, I know. There's like 3,000 people right now that just went, whoa, it's because we deserve it. You don't deserve
nothing.
You don't deserve nothing. You don't even deserve to breathe. What are you talking about? God takes bad, yuck, blah. Or as we would say in my household, I won't tell you what we say. But anyway, he takes the yuck and blah. Blech. And he turns it into a blessing, an awesomeness, a grace, a mercy, a kindness. But it's why he does it. It says, because the Lord your God loves you. his motivation to turn a curse into a blessing in our lives is because he loves us. It's not because we do good. It's not because we act good. It's not because we talk good. It's not because of us at all. It's because he loves us. It's not because we are lovable. It's not because we do the right loving things. It's because he loves us. That's the reason he turns a curse into a blessing. You know all we got to do in this process? Receive it. You know, the Lord takes the football, goes back. We don't even move out of our position. He throws the ball. All we have to do is put our hands up. And he'll make sure the ball lands in our hands. How cool is that? That's cool, people. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. He turns a curse into a blessing because he loves us. We'll be right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Call Zero Res today to get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for $99 and get a 10-foot hall clean for free if you donate a can of food to a local food bank. Call 858-486-4100 or book online at ZeroResSanDiego.com. No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-599-0500. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-599-0500. That's 800-599-0500.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith or call 888-314-0040. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now, so call 888-314-0040.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24-7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Punch the keys, for God's sake!
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. California. You know, what is it about that word? California. You ever get concerned that there's going to be like a big earthquake and then all of a sudden Arizona will have Ocean Beach property?
You know, we don't just have earthquakes in Arizona. We have them in another place as well.
Well, my thought in that, though, is that, listen to this. If there was an earthquake and then California split off, right, and then all of a sudden Arizona had oceanfront property, but that wouldn't that make California an island and then all our prices would go up because it would be like Hawaii? Wouldn't that be good?
Good point.
I mean, come on. What's wrong with that? By the way, if you want to reach the show, you know, complaints as well as compliments. You know, we take it all. I get them all. I get everything. That guy is really annoying. He's got an annoying voice.
Sounds like a Muppet.
Well, I've heard I sound like Gomer Pyle, too. I don't know. I can't help you with that. Go away! Anyway.
Waka, waka, waka!
Okay. Send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Actually, I got to tell you, in the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, we've gotten like 25 emails and so on and so forth from people that are really having a good time and posting and so on. So it's really been a lot of fun to read that, and it's good to know that it's encouraging for certain people, you know, when they're going through tough times. And then for other people, it's really good to know that I'm still able to irritate. I've still maintained all of the idiosyncrasies that I had when I was growing up in my home.
Still have the touch.
I have it. I still have it. I still drive people crazy. You know, actually, for most people, it's not a drive. It's a short putt. Anyway, if you go to Facebook, you can type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And then also follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience. Because that's my handle. Let me just point out, Toys for Joy did a really, you know, they were here on Friday. And Debbie Smith did a great job. Margaret Diggs did a great job. Great job, people. And they did a wonderful, wonderful interview. And I forgot when we were doing the interview to tell people that they have the business benefactor thing going for the Toys for Joy. So I want to make sure I mentioned it yesterday. I'm going to mention it again today. That if you're a business and you decide that for Toys for Joy, you're going to give $1,000, they've coordinated it with KPRZ for you to get 20 commercials that are fully produced on KPRZ, fully produced, professionally done, the whole 9 yards, although it should be the whole 100 yards, because 9 yards doesn't even get you a first down. But anyway, the whole point is that you can either call the station here at KPRZ. You can also go to kprz.com and fill out the contact us form, or you can even get a hold of me at davidspoon@kprz.com, and I'll send the email off to the appropriate people. A business benefactor, so if you're a business, you give $1,000 to the Toys for Joy. Now look at $1,000 for the Toys for Joy. You're going to get 20 60-second commercials fully produced, and that will all be a part of that. You can write that off as a donation. That's why we call it a business benefactor opportunity. Very cool. I think that's cool. All right, so I did want to tell everybody, and I forgot, because I forget. Why? Because I'm over 50. That in 1789, you bet you didn't know this history lesson, 1789, the first national Thanksgiving Day in the United States was proclaimed by, who do you think it was proclaimed by? George Washington. 1789 was the year, on November 26th. Interesting. Also on this day, Catherine Harris certified that George W. Bush was the winner in Florida's presidential balloting, for which most of us are saying, thank you, Lord, because I just cannot imagine Al Gore in the president position on 9/11. I mean, I don't know. What's he going to say to the people? You know, you're warming up the planet? I don't know. That doesn't seem like that would work for me. Also, today, for those that don't know, it is Shopping Reminder Day. Do you know what that is? Shopping Reminder Day?
I don't know. Give me a reminder.
About what?
Shopping.
I forgot. 1956 on this day, Tommy Dorsey passed away at age 51. That's horrible. But did you know that by that time he has sold, his records have sold 110 million records?
Wow.
How's that? I mean, that's more than so many bands. It's unbelievable. That's incredible. Now, the big big news that nobody really wants to remember, 1997 at this day, Flubber came out with Robin Williams.
Not a bad movie.
Well, did you see the original?
Probably why I don't think it's a bad movie.
That's exactly why you don't think it. You know, as a friend, I just really cherish our relationship. As a producer, you're terrific. But when you get into those young things and you tell me that Robin Williams' Flubber was good, I
didn't think it was spectacular. Okay. I said it was good.
So those that remember Fred McMurray remember the real.
No.
And then the
great
Jerry
exception
Lewis,
would be Paycheck.
And then, okay. Nice out. I give you that one. All right. So we got to do one more R&B because I'm behind. So can we do our R&B? Thank you very much. Again, we were behind on the Facebook posts, and I'll tell you why we were behind on the Facebook posts, because I'm not really good at this. So we were behind on the Facebook posts, so I did a post today, and I've got to tell you, this is one of those more challenging. I got up at 5:40 this morning, 5:40, and I started to pray. Usually spend a separate amount of time prayer, but I decided to pray before I got out of bed. I don't know if because I felt like I needed to, and this was the passage that came to mind, the one in Matthew chapter 19, I think it's verse 26, and this was the question that came to mind, and here's the passage. If I have the address wrong, I'm sorry. It says, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So here was the Facebook post, and this is what I want you to key in on, okay? Even though I misspelled some of this. People wake up and ask, why? You ever do that? You ever wake up and go, why?
Yep.
Okay. I said, let's wake up and say, why not? Instead of waking up and trying to figure it all out and question it, let's wake up with man, it's impossible. With God, all things are impossible. Let's do something with God, and then let's wake up and say, why not? Why don't we do this? Like, let's try something outside that box. And you're sitting there and you're like, well, is that positive, motivational, blah, 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 blah. No, it's Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Wake up and recognize that if with man, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. The scripture was in reference to salvation, but the passage says with God, all things are possible, not just salvation is possible. So if all things are possible, then let's wake up and instead of saying why, let's wake up and say why not. Let's just wake up one day. One day in the month of December, one day, just one. I mean, that's not too much to ask, is it? Wake up one single day in December, and instead of saying why, say today, Lord, why not? Let's do it. Let's just have one day where we commit to do that. Let's try that one time and see if that doesn't change the way we walk through the day, recognizing that part of our lives is partnering with God day by day, hour by hour, and moment by moment. You know, God, it's the one thing that drives me batty. It's God is not this Wednesday night and Sunday morning God, okay? Our faith is all the time. That's why we're supposed to have towards our heads and towards our hands the Word of God. That's why we're supposed to have the memories when we come in and when we go out, when we go to bed and when we wake up, so that we're always about concentrating and getting the kingdom of God involved in what we're doing. I know some of you have jobs you don't really like that much, or you have to do it, or you have to do this, or you have to go through this process. I get it. But you can still do it with God. He wants to be with you and I. Maybe we should want to be with him as much as he wants to be with us. Maybe that makes for a better relationship. So I'm asking you just this time, one day in December, wake up, and instead of saying why, say why not. This segment has been brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend Eric Holloway and Excalibur Roofing itself. You know they got 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, and making an appearance here tomorrow at 3 p.m. is our very own friend Eric Holloway from Excalibur Roofing. Going to be on the show tomorrow. Very cool. The bottom line for them is they do new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. You call 760-743-8803, 760-743-8803, or you go to excaliberroofing.com to get a general piece of information on the site, gives you kind of understanding. Remember, all their estimates are free. Remember that when they're serving you, they believe they're serving the Lord. So that's cool, right? Cool. All right. Hey, when you wake up one day in December, instead of why, wake up and say why not. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I got a story that's going to make you sneeze. Really.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now?
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Starting tomorrow, get free shipping at fleetfarm.com, the website with everything. Use promo code FLEETFARM for free standard shipping on all your holiday purchases. That's fleetfarm.com and promo code FLEETFARM for free standard shipping this season. Fleetfarm.com. We love it.
Joey, E. Cola's here with their heat treatment.
And they got their electro gun over there.
Wow! And we can't run across the borate field. What are we going to do?
Nowhere to run. Nowhere to hide. Oh, this is it, though.
You've got that right, Joey. When E. Cola arrives, there's no place a termite can hide. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. Cola. Our inspectors know how to find and eliminate termites in your home by using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. Cola heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical along with traditional treatments. You won't hear termites talking or singing ever again when E. Cola's around. Right now, new customers get $100 off any termite work. So call us for a free home estimate, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
I got a bad feeling about this.
E. Cola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. 877-332-BUGS.
This is a public notice from Verango Solar. If you are a San Diego gas and electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Verango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how did they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. California. You know, something about the word California is really striking me today. I don't know what it is. Who can tell? If you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. How's Thanksgiving looking for you? Looking all right? You're going to be turkey and all that other stuff and You're looking excited?
Yeah, family's going to head to my uncle's in Dana Point up in the San Clemente area.
Wow.
And going to have a bunch of us there. Lots of food. Oh, man.
Well, the wife finished shopping last night. We do our tradition. You know our tradition, right? I told you our tradition. We don't answer emails. Don't answer the phone. She cooks. We sit there and we watch the Lions lose.
That's too bad. I was actually going to send you a text message that said I had $1 million for you.
Yeah, that won't work on Thursday. On Thursday, it ain't going to work because the only thing that's going to be ringing is the dinner bell because it's going to be the only bell I'm going to hear on Thursday. I did want to point that out. But by the way, I did want to give a quick weather update. Looks a little nicer than it did earlier. Earlier today, it looked a little more. Yeah. It looks a little nicer, doesn't it? Is it me?
I see an office building. Your view is better than mine.
You know, your view doesn't change. You got to get a different perspective, my friend. Speaking of different perspectives.
I see two lights.
I see. Listen to this. I see a reason for people sneezing. An Oregon woman has been awarded damages. Now, I'm not real thrilled about this part of it, but it's just bizarre. This is going to make you sneeze. Do not grab pepper during this segment. She's been awarded damages, $19,000, over the God bless you harassment that she received at work. Listen to this. For 4 years. Here's what happened. A city employee who was working in the maintenance yard department told a coworker after they sneezed, listen to this, they sneezed, and she said, get ready, God bless you. And for 4 years, her coworker harassed her by saying things, I'm sick of your Christian attitude, mocking her to praying about God, making God's just a figment of your imagination. For 4 years, dude went off on this lady for 4 years because she said, God bless you, because he sneezed. Talk about not wanting to encounter God when you die and hoping he's not there. What did that guy do that he's so upset that if somebody says, God bless you, that you have to take such great offense to it? People that take such great offense to people saying, God bless you, should be put on a ferry boat and chugged off to Russia. Because it's like, how unbelievable is that for a human being to take such great offense? You know, I got to say, there are a few atheists that I will give credit to, not for their belief systems, but they're not mashuganas when it comes to reacting to people. They might just be very courteously say, thanks, you know, appreciate that. But to make a case because of your own inward bitterness and guilt, and to freak out over a sneeze makes me think that that person does need Prozac. Maybe there is something. Well, if not, then there probably is a demon there, because it's like, that's incredible. People, here's the thing. Even if somebody's going to harass you, if you feel like you need to say God bless you because somebody sneezes, just say it. Don't live a politically correct life. Live a Jesus correct life. Don't live politically correct. Live Jesus correct. Because when you die, if the Lord tarries, he's the only one you're going to have to give an account to. None of these other people, none of these other entities, nobody else. So don't worry about being politically correct or not politically correct or whatever. Be a Jesus correct person and do what the Lord would do. And if somebody sneezes and you want to say God bless you, say it. You know, let the chips fall where we may. Let the devil freak out. Who cares? He's going to burn in eternity anyway. Who cares? You're not. That's the key. Good to know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host right here on KPRZ 1210 AM, David Spoon in San Diego. We're going to take a 22-hour break. We're going to come back tomorrow. And man, are we going to have fun, because we've got a story about bacon that you'll never forget. See you in 22.